After Thomas Coram retired as a shipbuilder in the New World, he returned to London. Coram and his wife were horrified to see babies simply abandoned, left exposed at garbage heaps, or even just in street gutters. In fact, it is estimated that at this time about 1,000 infants were abandoned each year in London alone. Country girls, trusting and impoverished, who came to find work in London, were too often raped and then fired by employers or abandoned by false lovers. Thomas Coram worked hard for 17 years, knocking on doors of the wealthy, raising money to start an orphanage. In 1739, his philanthropic dream began to become reality. He created a board of governors, and they began building an impressive campus in Bloomsbury near what is now Russell Square. Its official name was Hospital for the Maintenance and Education of Exposed and Deserted Young Children, but this was soon shortened to Foundlings Hospital. These foundlings were raised and trained to be productive citizens. On the first day, many more babies were presented by desperate mothers than could possibly be received. It was heartbreaking. The need for this charity was clearly overwhelming. Once it began operating, the Board of Governors realized much more money would be needed. One of the hospital's governors, the famous painter William Hogarth, lent his support by donating paintings to be sold, and then he invited young English painters to donate large works to adorn the hospital's walls. These hallways then essentially became London's first art gallery, attracting wealthy patrons to the hospital, which they would then hopefully support. Suddenly, it was fashionable to be seen at the Foundling Hospital, and the very fashionable would like to be recognized as being one of the patrons. Handel, whose fortunes had fallen over the years, accepted the hospital's invitation to put on a benefit concert in their new chapel, even though it was not yet finished. It lacked windows and so forth. The concert included his popular fireworks, followed by a peace anthem, some pieces from his oratorio Solomon, and then he also added today's anthem, which is nicknamed the Foundlings Hospital Anthem. This was his last work to be written in English. His eyesight was now failing. The first performance was for choir and orchestra, but several years later, he was persuaded to add movements for soloists, the version we will be hearing. Today we will hear the first two movements of Handel's Foundling Hospital Anthem. The first is for tenor soloist, and it was added for the second performance. In the second movement, we will hear the same words the tenor had just sung, and an additional verse from the beginning of Psalm 41. I like to imagine the patrons of this new foundling hospital hearing these words, which so strongly encourage the wealthy to support the poor, the fatherless, because they, in turn, will then be blessed. Blessed are they that considereth the poor and needy. The Lord will deliver them in time of trouble. I think that just about everybody listening to these meditations supports charities, and so I hope you are encouraged by these words. The faster portion of the second movement is borrowed lock, stock, and barrel from Handel's funeral anthem for Queen Caroline, written just two seasons earlier. Handel abbreviated the movement by about half and quoted directly from the psalm rather than tailoring the words to fit only the queen as benefactor. As we will discover in another movement, Handel frequently reused music in new contexts. Thank you.
Considereth the poor, blessed are they that considereth the needy, the Lord.